This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. Man, is there some stuff going on enough to fill the radio show for a month. I'm not trying to say this job is easy, because it is not. Many people are doing radio. It's far too saturated, more than people know. But you know what? We only have a few big names. But I'm going to be one of them. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. They make it easy. They being the leftists. Holy cow. But there's so many things to talk about. Scarborough has threatened to leave the Republican Party. Did you hear about this? Joe Scarborough of MSNBC. He's butthurt because Trump told Mika. Is that her name? Mika or Micah? Mika? Yeah, she talked about her facelift. I love that. So, Scarborough, I'm going to have to become an independent. You are already not a Republican, Scarborough. What is the deal? What makes this guy believe he's a Republican? Look, I appreciate that occasionally Joe Scarborough gets it right and he sides with us 80% of the time. This guy's not one of us. He is the epitome of the Republicans we want to get rid of. The guys that have no backbone. Look at what McConnell's doing right now. He can't figure out, with the House and the Senate leading, how to get Donald Trump his new health care bill passed. How to dump Obamacare. Something that we've all been asking for the better part of 7 years, and Mitch McConnell can't get it done. And Laura Ingraham said, if you can't get it done, step out of the way. Let somebody get it done. See, this is what Donald Trump is trying to highlight. There are people that are fighting against you that act as if they're fighting for you. They are not fighting for you. These Republicans, they are like Scarborough. They will go with the media. And just because occasionally he gets it right doesn't mean he's on your side. Look, I'm sure there are liberals that will, oh, Kevin, you're right on that point. But there's always the but. Yeah. Hey, here's another. I don't know what this has to do with anything, but I find it interesting. They think they can tell us how much this weighs. A multi-trillion pound iceberg, the biggest iceberg of record, has broken off of Antarctica. Oh, by the way, I didn't know there was still any ice there, Al Gore. This is news to me. I thought the polar ice caps had melted. But no. So the biggest chunk of ice supposedly in modern history has broken off. You can see it from a satellite in space. I'm not even kidding about that. You can see it from a satellite in space. It's broken off. They've estimated the weight. And I don't know what's going on with it, but where is it going? This thing is huge. For the record, I've heard that these things produce so much water that they have talked about breaking it off and towing it to desert areas. That's how big it is. You break it off, you tow it, and as the water melts, then they can recover it and do whatever they need to do. I would think they could just build a desalinization plant, but, you know, is it desalination or desalinization? I don't know. Look that up. Make sure I'm getting it right. But they could just build a plant and use that water. But I'm just saying how big these things are. This thing, they said, is the size of a state. It's huge. If something that big broke off, what piece is still there? Al Gore? I'm just curious. Where's all the global climate change people when you need them to discuss something like this, when you need expert opinion? How could something that large break off of something that's already melted? I'm just curious. I don't know what this story is going to bring eventually, but I really am. There's a scientific part of me that wants to know, number one, how did it break off? Number two, where's it going to go? I mean, look, the water's going to do what it do. That's just how the ocean currents and all that work. But I'm curious. I would wonder, can we do something with it? It's going to melt eventually. What's the amount of water in there? What is the displacement of that thing? Think about what we build. We build an aircraft carrier. We think, ooh, look at how big and bad we are. An iceberg breaks off. That is the size of a state. It's like the size of the state of Rhode Island or something like that. This thing's huge. Hey, how about this? Chinese sent troops to Djibouti. Now you go, Kevin, what's your interest in that? It's the first time they've sent, tried to establish those types of, you know, some type of relationship with Djibouti. This is in Africa. But I just like saying Djibouti, because if I was a kid, that would make me laugh. You can see I'm still a kid, because I'm talking about Djibouti. Oh, man, what a city. What a country. Yeah, where you been? Where are you going to vacation, Djibouti? See, now you're laughing. Admit it. You're laughing out there. Djibouti. It's like when people own that. What's that little dog? I think they call it a Shih Tzu. Yeah. Now, what's funny, you can say Shih Tzu all day on the radio. Nobody says anything. But if you take off the Sioux, then suddenly it's a bad word, right? Isn't it funny how language works? When you really stop and study it, it's kind of ridiculous how we put so much into words. As a writer, I don't discount words because obviously it's my business. But I'm just saying, you can do so many weird things with words, and in this combination, it doesn't matter. But if you say it this way, then it does. I just find that fascinating. I always have. Was there a point? Let me ask you guys this. Y'all are young enough maybe to remember. You have to be observant, I think. Well, I say that, and then it could be something everybody goes through. But my youngest son said the same thing. He came to me. He's like, Dad, it's like all the words have meaning. You know, there's a reason why you make that word. And I remember having that same realization. I was going to say revelation. Maybe it is a revelation, but it was a realization. It was like, no, it was probably closer to a revelation, that why does chair seem so right for this, you know, this object? Why does table seem so right? You know, if you called a table a wall, I would be going, why do we call this a wall? Now, I know, you know, you can name things whatever you want. Let's face it, the gays have told us what the new definition of marriage is. But there's a word that fits, and it seems to work. And I don't know why. I bet if we go back to the origins of man, we'll figure it out. Like, you know, somebody goes, yeah. He's like, what? He's like, oh, shit, shit. He's like, oh, sit? Yeah, sit. Where do I sit?
Over there.
He's like, over there?
No, chair.
And so whatever the grunt was, it became recognizable. And don't ask me why, but I think, honestly, this is how language came to be. Somebody said, it sounds like you're saying this. And so everybody kept saying it. And that's why I think at this caveman, you know, level, which I talked about that before, it seems like it works. Like it's all there, you know, like it's orchestrated. I know that's weird, but that's okay. Hey, good way to start the segment. Child abuse is what we're going to talk about next. Strange things the leftists do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, y'all? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Let me do some quick housekeeping. Hang in there if you're listening on the podcast. We got a lot to talk about. 844-551-8255 if you want to call us. If you want to get my book, racepimping.com. If you want to check out the movie, bleedingbluemovie.com. Lots going on. We'll weave it into the conversation, but I want to begin this hour talking about something that's kind of interesting because you have kids. If you have kids, at some point, you're going to have the talk, right? Because you got to get these kids, you got to help them grow up. And it's funny, I think about kids in stages because I remember all my boys. I have 28, 26, 24, and 10. And, yeah, I think about them in stages because you remember, you know, when you had to finally go, okay, well, he was old enough for me to have to talk, or he started dating this, that, or the other. And you have to remember all these different things at all the different times, and you're judging when to introduce them to things. And it's, you know, it is a bit of a crapshoot at times, but you have a general idea. And it's because certain things happen, and then you find yourself going, okay, I have to address that now. Like, for example, you might catch your teenage boy with a nudie magazine. And you're like, oh, okay, we need to have the talk. You know, or other things, the physiological things happen. I'm going to keep this as nice as I can, but I want to talk about something that happens with liberals recently that we saw. One of my researchers found this video, and as always, the left believes that they are helping you when they're not. They're corrupting your children. They claim they want to protect your children, but nothing could be further from the truth. They take your most precious creation, leftists do, and they defile them. When you hear of child pornography, leftists. I'm not telling you that right people on the right don't have the same propensities or the same, you know, peccadillos, whatever. What I'm telling you is they address it. They get into counseling. They do all kinds of things. The left will rationalize it. They go, no, I see no reason why I shouldn't have sex with my, you know, with a 13-year-old girl, you know, 10-year-old girl. I see no reason why I shouldn't have sex with my 8-year-old daughter. Or whatever. Or my sister. Or my brother. They will rationalize it. That's the difference. And it will be whatever. I'm not telling you it doesn't happen on the right. It does. What I'm telling you is it'll happen 100 times more on the left. And I'm probably being generous. It could be 1,000 times more. Because you have a conscience. You have something that guides you. And you also avoid things that you might find out, you know, oh, I have a propensity to get, you know, caught up in something. I tell people all the time, I didn't use drugs because I'm a prude. It was the cool people that used drugs, right? I mean, the girls that you could have gotten if you had drugs available. It was all kinds of incentives to use drugs, but my overwhelming thought process was, yeah, but the minute you do it, Kev, you're going to overindulge, and that's going to be the end of your life. And that was it. That was all I needed to keep me from never wanting to be around drugs, try drugs. You could, Kevin, we're going to do some whatever. Have fun. I have no interest. Dude, you got to feel this. No, I don't. I don't either. I get it. I understand pleasure. I'd want it all the time. I'd want it so much it would no longer be pleasure. You guys know what I'm talking about. So anyway, as I said, they take your precious things, your kids, and they destroy it. Every system that's in place, whether it's Hollywood destroys your kids. The entertainment industry destroys your children. The school system destroys your children. The media destroys your children. There is nothing the left does. It does not, and its intent is not, it's meant to destroy your kids. And we all know, folks, sexuality is part of human existence. Eventually, we have to grow up and enter into adult sexual relationships. But when we do, we explain sexuality to children. Now, when life expectancy years ago was 35 years old, maybe you had to learn about sex at 10 years old. I don't think the cavemen sat down and talked about it. I just think that, you know, things occurred and incest and all kinds of stuff, and it became, oh, the rules started to develop and they evolved. So no more, you know, being with your brother or sister or your first cousins and all this other stuff, because they figured out, you know what, that's not good. You know, you're messing up with the gene pool. Watch the animals. The big lions have to leave. Go find another pride, and so on and so forth. But nowadays, as life expectancy is expanded, so is childhood. When experienced correctly, folks, childhood can be magical. Who wouldn't want to live the carefree life of a child as long as possible? Heck, I'm old now and I want to be a child. I adopted parents that are, you know, in their 60s and said, hey, Mary and Frank, meet your new baby. You know, come baby me. Love them to death. But yeah, I want to be pampered. I miss that. My mother died. I didn't have a mom anymore, and I didn't have my grandmother. My grandmother didn't baby me. I could probably count the times on my hands that my grandmother actually babied me. I had to grow up. But being able to live longer in childhood means the evolution of society. I mean, when we live to be, and maybe we will, but when you live to be 200 years old, at 40, you're going to still be considered a kid. People are going to, how old are you? 45? Boy, you don't know nothing. I mean, can you imagine? But if you live to be 200, a dude 45 is he's a chump. What have you seen? So anyway, leftists want you to grow up fast. Should you speed up all the angst that you're going to get as an adult? Should you? Why would you want to do that? Education. What are you going to be when you grow up? You know, and you're going to college and it takes this much time, what do you ultimately want to do? You want to work? Because work just creates more anxiety. You could lose your job or whatever. And then ultimately, the most anxiety you're ever going to feel is in relationships. And I'll admit, most children, we want to grow up faster than we should. Madison Avenue spends a fortune asking kids to become adults, to do adult things. They like it when you're a kid. They also want to get you up there because that's where the money is. Little girls see beautiful women in makeup or scantily clad in these, you know, designer dresses, and they want to be those women. And left to ourselves, we're, you know, in other words, no supervision, the young girl's going to find the bad boy. The boy's going to look for the, you know, for the girl that's easy. Yeah, that's just the way it is. So the role of parents is to slow things down for us. Parents teach us that the world will be waiting. And the smarter we are when we cross over from that utopia and into that jungle, the better. But I describe conservative parents. See, leftist parents are far different. Most are products of bad childhoods. We live in a country now where parents get arrested for spanking and disciplining their kids. And the very leftists who consider your children wards of the state have produced a video where the parents describe masturbation to the kids. I couldn't believe it. Spoiler alert, at the end of the video, parents actually humiliate their kids. They ask their children if they've ever masturbated before. But it gets worse. The children are then made to ask the parents the same question. And these kids, I don't know how old they are, honestly. Are they 8, 10, you judge, you can look, we posted the video, but let me tell you something, they're not very old, and there was a camera crew there, and we're talking about a private discussion that these parents should be having with these kids, not something in front of a camera crew, and not something that should be exploited, because somebody says, oh yeah, this is when we need to teach them this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Everybody, welcome. Kevin Jackson here, and I'm on with Mr. Marvelous, Tim Wilkins. You can find out about Tim's work at timwilkins.com, and he is a favorite on the show. You guys love his work, and I certainly do. And Tim, I want to talk to you real briefly about, well, not, I mean, we can talk as long as you want, but I saw this this story that came out, and it said that Chicago public schools are now going to require their graduates in their senior year, they have to write a life plan, and they also have to have a job when they get out. And it's funny because, first of all, it's a requirement that a kid get a job. As much as it sounds great on paper, when I look at, you know, would they have ever done this in a Barack Obama economy, or would they have handed these guys pistols and said, if you can't find a job, just go ahead and you know, do what you need to do. And I don't mean go rob somebody. So my question is, what are your thoughts? Because I have, you know, my initial response was there are going to be a lot of people that like this idea. So what are your thoughts?
Well, it's a really sweet gesture for people that are woefully unprepared for the world in so many ways. Their education system sucks. They don't have job opportunities. Their unemployment rate is through the roof. And maybe Rahm Emanuel is a bad spokesman for his own programs, and we're not aware of the Cabrini Green motivational speaker series and the job placement and job training series through the lower Chicago South End.
I can't wait to see what they set up, you know, at the job fair over in on the south side of Chicago. You know? And I want to see the little, you know, the little dude and the white dude in the bow tie that's got to go in and represent the black folks. You know, where's he gonna, I just want to see this guy going out, you know, talking to the car washing places and the grocery stores and saying, would you please hire Jamal? I mean, he's a great kid. I know his GPA sucks, but
he did graduate in a percentile. But we'll tell you what you want. So they're demanding that these poor, unprepared youths have either college plans, a job, or plans to go to the military, which, by the way, you can't have a drug problem, an arrest record, or too many tattoos. You certainly at 18 can't have a neck tattoo with all of your children, so that's going to be about a quarter.
Hey, what about the teardrop on the eye? Will that get me out?
And sadly, a lot of the south side of Chicago, they've got the next 5 to 10 planned out and maybe 18 months for good behavior. They have hung these kids out to dry, and now all of a sudden they're coming to them wanting to say, hey, what's on your agenda?
You know what's so sad? What's sad about this to me, and you just touched on it, it is the education system of the left, who is essentially saying, look,
We know we ain't prepared, y'all. And we know that Barack Obama didn't leave any jobs. But we're not going to take fault for that. So, boom, write up your life plan and go get a job.
Okay, maybe I missed it because I've never seen one. But do they have day planners on Obama phones?
I would love to see one of these life plans written up by a kid who's been going through the Chicago public school system. I'm going to get up at the butt crack of noon, and then I'm going to go look for me a job. And right after I smoke me a reefer, you know, then I'll get out there and I'm going to start hustling, you know. Oh, and if I see Ray Ray on the way, we may go. I would just love to see some skits.
I went to a very white school in California, and a third of the kids who put in their yearbook their plans for the future was have a rad summer. I'm not thinking there's a whole lot behind stop off at Ray Ray's, have a spliff, and check out my baby mama's who just got her car.
I'm going to visit my kids at the age of 17. I'm going to go see my four kids before I go to the job interview because it's early. Oh, man. It's just rife with. And here's the thing, Tim. People are going. When I saw the story, I saw it on Fox. It was on Fox Business. And I forget Melissa, I forget her last name, but I've been on Outnumbered with her. And she was like, what a great idea. And I was thinking to myself, see, this is how leftism works. It gives you a great concept. In concept, if you've got kids that are prepared, you know, to graduate, they can read, they can write, they know how to interview. If you've got an economy that's ready to absorb them and isn't looking at $25 an hour for minimum wage, you know, you've got a great boilerplate for saying, look, get out of school, go get a little bit of experience in the summer before you go to school, or whatever, and then go off to college or do whatever you do. We don't have that society. We have a society where the school system, as you said, has been essentially San Quentin prep, and you've got no jobs out there, and the ones that are out there, they're now going, well, all the old black people that ain't working need a livable wage.
And are you talking about Melissa Francis when you're on Outnumbered?
I think so. I forget her last name.
She did a nice job, but things were different in the Little House on the Prairie schoolhouse. When you got out, you went to work on the farm with Pa and Mr. Ingalls.
But look, I'm just saying, they make it sound very appealing. If you don't put any thought into it, you go, wow, what a great idea. These kids will graduate. They'll get jobs. No, these kids are being forced to build a life plan that they're not prepared to build, to go get jobs that they're now been priced out of because of liberalism. In most of the cities where these kids are going to have to get jobs, the minimum wage is now $15 an hour, or it's going towards that. What kid out of high school, we're not talking college, folks, what kid out of high school is worth $31,000? Unless that dude is slinging and he can sling some rock, I don't even want to talk to him.
Well, and then therein lies the problem with most of Chicago. With that part of the town where he's trying to do it, they make more in two handshakes at 14 years old than they are going to in an 8-hour sweaty day. And that job now is going to be replaced by, I kid you not, Flippy the Robot. There are 500 restaurants in California trying out Flippy the Robot, who can both flip a hamburger, put that hamburger onto a conveyor belt to be grabbed by another robot, to be fed to a kiosk that was just ordered from the front. We are not preparing them for the jobs of even right now, and they're being replaced by the robots of the future.
Well, I'm back to what do you get a kid? Let's just take the liberal logic. Let's look at Seattle, okay, because they have a $15 minimum wage now. And so your kid graduating from high school in Seattle, Washington, and supposedly, again, this is a livable wage. It's no longer a job for kids. It's a job for people to take care of their families. So in theory, they're the ones taking those jobs. Where are the entry-level jobs for these kids that are going to – who's going to pay a high school putz that's still popping zits off, you know, $31,000 to come in and, as you say, do Flippy's job, who eventually Flippy's job, because you're going to lose it. When you take this thing out to its bitter end, it isn't successful. It can be successful if we had a world where liberals didn't exist. The problem is liberals exist, and if it's $15 an hour today, it'll be $23 tomorrow.
Where is the Principal Joe's with the baseball bats walking the halls to have big rallies at the school in 8th, 9th, and 10th grade to say to them, unless you need a livable family wage at 17 and 18 to feed those 2 and 4 kids, here are the steps you need to take to make a life plan and a future for yourself so that at 21 and 25 you don't have a resentment against people that have and don't have. The parents aren't preparing them. Now, here's a prime example of not explaining to somebody a life choice. I saw a dude yesterday with, I'm guaranteeing you, we were at the water park with the family. I guarantee you he doesn't have 2 nickels to rub together, college fund, safety fund, and I know he doesn't have a retirement fund, but had most of Corinthians and maybe Paul's letter to each of the apostles all over his body. And I appreciate proselytizing and witnessing all day, but I do a lot of it with my mouth, and maybe some of that could have been tithed. He had no less than $12,000 worth of ink on his body, and he was a brother that is darker than you and I combined.
Couldn't even see it. Yeah, you couldn't even see it. You know, what's sad about it is I see lots of people on welfare with tats, but there's a bigger issue. We're talking about preparing kids for the life plan for kids. I have a suggestion. How about we make everybody on welfare do a life plan and tell us how you're going to go get a job before you start jacking with the youth? How about you go jack with these people that are already taking our money?
Oh, dude. Now, so in all seriousness, and I always love when we come away with something, I do think that there's got to be a 6 to 8 year rollout of this program, and you start with 6th graders, and you come to them across every school in that area. And if you're going to do this, you better put your money where your mouth is, Rom, and get up in there, make sure their education is good, and start really impressing upon them, we are trying to prepare you to not live on the streets, to have a career and not a job, to have a future and not a tomorrow.
Well,
talk to people.
Well, look here. There's a wrap up because we only got a few seconds here. Chicago Public Schools, highest paid teachers, average median teacher makes $78,000. That's the median price for a teacher. They want an 8.9% adjustment, and they get an additional, I want to say it's about $8,000 to $9,000 in benefits beyond teaching. They do this for 9 months out of the year. So I want you to think this is an $80,000-plus job median that people are making, you know, that kind of money for 9 months out of the year. So they have the summer to do other stuff. Look, Chicago's got to do more than put the onus on the kids. We got to leave it there. Tim Wilkins.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, man.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. So, we're talking about life plans, talking about graduates and things like this, and how the left will let your children down and then require your children to do something like, you know, we won't teach you auto shop, but you got to pass the test for auto shop. And if you can't pass the test for auto shop, then we'll cheat for you. I mean, that is the system today. Crazy. At least we're for black kids. White kids got to learn stuff. Suburb schools don't play. Yeah, they make you learn, but not the black schools. Used to be those are the good schools. And you know what those young black kids do? They grow up and they think that they are entitled. They think the world owes them something. But I want to tell you a story about one of those kids that grew up and did well, made it, a judge. Yeah, and here's the thing. What's funny about this story is when I was reading it, I immediately went, okay, I wonder if you can tell what this judge is, you know, in terms of nationality. You know this judge is black, right? I'm going to save you the suspense. The judge is black, right? Why? Because she's a married judge sexting with her bailiff who's not her husband. Now, you're saying, Kevin, wait a minute. Hold on a minute there, brother. That's not enough information to determine the nationality of this judge. Which, by the way, isn't that enough? She's a married judge sexting with her bailiff who's not her husband. Is that not enough for you to call her into question? Do you need more information? Of course you don't. But I'm telling you, she's black. Because I'm playing Mr. Liberal on this. And I'm also trying to make the liberals mad. I like making leftists mad. Because they're like, Kevin, this has nothing to do with the story. Yeah, it does. Or I wouldn't say it. Yeah, then get this. Maybe this will help you know that she's black. Yeah, so this judge who's sexting with her bailiff who's not her husband then sent her bailiff boyfriend on runs to get her drugs. And you're going, whoa, Nelly, Mr. Kevin Jackson, now you're just a hater. You're a, what do they call me? Uncle Tom, and they tell me that I'm, a race traitor. Okay, why? Because I say she's black because she sent her bailiff, her boyfriend bailiff, to get her drugs? Okay, I get it. Because it could be some meth head white chick judge that did it. I understand. But now, if you're not convinced that she's black at this point, let me ask you this question. What if I told you that she was re-elected as a judge? Uh-huh. Holy Mother of Mary and Barry, huh? Yeah, she was re-elected as a judge. Now are you convinced? See, this judge was suspended amid accusations that she sexted in the courtroom with her bailiff, and then used her bailiff boyfriend to buy drugs, hired prostitutes, and once brought home marijuana seized from a defendant. These are not Kevin Jackson making up these stories. This is the Washington Post saying this. You know, the I hate Donald Trump media. Yeah, that's who it is. Hillary H. Green's lawyer called a ruling by the state Supreme Court frustrating and surprising. Mm-hmm. He pointed out that many of the accusations had long been public, and yet voters overwhelmingly reelected Green as a Harris County Justice of the Peace. And if you don't know where Harris County is, it's in Houston, Texas. And my guess is it's probably in Sheila Jackson Lee's area. How good! Yeah, frustrating, I'd say. She's very popular in the precinct, Chip Babcock told the Washington Post. Lots of communication in the community is about how horrible this is. This is the same type of community, the black community, that found out that in Atlanta, teachers were cheating to help kids pass tests, and they sided with the teachers. Just saying. I would have been all over the teachers. Why are you cheating to help my kid pass the test? The test is to determine how smart, you know, my kid is, and you shouldn't be cheating. Because the only person you can be cheating on behalf of is yourself. It'll make them look good. Your kids are stupid and graduating, but you, my child graduated magna cum laude of, you know, what's the matter you? Or what's the matter high school? Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's talk about this judge a little bit more. Green, who has not been charged with a crime, was immediately suspended from the Houston court where she oversaw misdemeanors, traffic cases, and small civil suits since 2007. So here's what I was thinking. Doesn't every municipality need an adulterous, drug-using judge to adjudicate on behalf of the citizenry? Yeah, I mean, Strange, way to go. This judge, she made a few mistakes. For example, she married a politician. Yep, her husband was a politician. Her husband was one of Houston's most powerful officials. He was the city controller Ronald C. Green and the couple, they have a child together. They got some little cherins. Now, I'm not sure which came first, chicken or the egg, in terms of their marital problems. But what I can tell you is the judge sought comfort close by in the form of her bailiff. Now, it's clear the divorce had something to do with the judge's affair, as their divorce battle gave rise to allegations that ultimately led to her suspension. Meaning, when they filed the paperwork, her husband said, she's carrying on with the bailiff, who gets her drugs, gets her prostitutes. I don't know what that's all about. Maybe it's a massage, using my finger quotes. And, you know, she's doing a bunch of other illicit stuff. She's stealing evidence, for goodness sake. I mean, is this the person you want, you know, judging other people? You catch a, you know, a marijuana case or something. I mean, I'm just telling you, I don't know if people want to do that, want to go that route. I wouldn't want to be in front of that judge. Anyway, the Greens accused each other of various misdeeds in their filings. This was according to the Houston Chronicle. While the judge claimed her husband cheated on her and concealed assets, according to the paper, Ronald Green called his wife a drug addict who quote, operates daily with impaired judgment, as evidenced by her providing over cases in which she has ongoing sexual relationships with litigants and witnesses. Yikes! Wow! That's pretty damning. Based on the information to date, I would say Ronald looks pretty good in terms of getting a good deal out of this divorce. I mean, charges have to be pending, right? Folks, this is scary to me. Because here's the thing. These are the types of people who will do whatever they can. They will get you, and they are operating impaired. I mean, think about this. This is a judge letting criminals off because they're having sex. Who knows? That's scary stuff. These are the type of people that will wreck your life because they're in a stupor or, you know, who knows? Here's what I can tell you. I hope her husband gets alimony, and I hope he gets custody of their child. That's what he would deserve. But what gets me, and I think what's most disturbing, is the fact that black folks will vote these people in, know of their criminal activities, and then give them a pass. And the question is, why do you do that? Why would you knowingly put a judge in who is, I mean, I'm not going to moralize about her. Who knows what's happening in her marriage that makes her decide she wants to be with the bailiff and all that. That's another thing. But when you're taking an oath of office that says, I'm going to be better. I'm going to be a person of character because I'm going to have to judge you fairly. And I'm going to know that, you know, I'm looking at, you know, in other words, how can I judge you using marijuana or using heroin or some drug when I do the same thing? That's called being a hypocrite. And for those of you out there who are like, well, Kevin, you know, I do a little, you're not a judge. Now, the only thing I will tell you is, do not judge anybody. You know, I don't use drugs. I don't judge people that do, by the way. I think that it's, you know, I think it's silly to do it. But if you're doing it, I'm not going to go, oh, you're crazy and I'm never going to talk to you again. No, I just am not going to do it. But, and so if you were to bring a drug case to me, if I were a judge, I could tell you I can rule on that drug case objectively. And it wouldn't be from a, I hate drugs. I would strictly do the law. And there would be no conflict within me in this. Now, in other areas there are. You should be a judge in the areas where you have no conflict. Don't be a judge dealing in vice as you partake in prostitution or whatever. You get what I'm saying? These are dangerous people to me. And it's more dangerous that there are fools out there who would actually put her back into office, exonerate her. And this is the problem in the black community. We just let our criminals run things.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.